The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. All of our friends are gathering. I have so many friends. It's so rewarding to have so many friends. And they join me on the air and we have a good time together and we talk about some of the issues of the day and we bring you around to thinking about things that you haven't thought about before. Hopefully this hour will be another ride down that road. Roberta Fasanelli is here.
Good morning.
Is she, Richie? I hear. Yeah, okay, there she is.
But hello.
Yes, there it is.
Can you hear me?
Finally, here we go. Richie.
I'm saying nothing.
I know, well, but we have a bad echo on the line, so maybe we can deal with that and figure out what's what and who's who.
It.
All right. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story from the folks who run Uber. The Uber, this whole fantastic thing about Uber and how well it's done, the idea that someone can create a $5 billion business just using basically software and bringing people in is just amazing. So they're targets. The unions are the target. Wow. The other day, I was in a cab. Where was I the other day? In Philadelphia. I was talking to the cab driver about I was moving. I had met Dick Summer for dinner, and then I was going to my hotel and driving a nice, it was a town car. And so I asked him if he worked for Uber, and he said no. He's one of the few people that have non-lettered cars, which would be non-taxicabs, that was on his own. He and his friends, he had four friends who have devised a local software system that allows people with a local app to use him, and then they plant themselves at various hotels around town and places where people visit, and they find that they're able to make a business out of this. Mm-hmm. I find it really fascinating how many people are not driving. They use Zip cars. They don't own cars. They are using transportation like Uber. I was at a convention on Wednesday in Philadelphia, and one of the things we were talking about is how people listen as they ride, listen as they drive. And we were talking about in the case of Los Angeles, how the number one category of Uber users are children being taken to school. That's
the number one
category in Los Angeles for Uber. Anyway, they've agreed to pay.
You can assign a certain person. Like you can get the same driver every day.
To take your kid.
Right. Just safety and peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, I mean, think about it. They have school buses all over the place, public transportation all over the place, and parents are too busy going to work or doing whatever to make sure their children get to school safely, and there's nobody sends their children down the street. Look at all the sidewalks. Nobody's on it. Why would you have your children ride a bicycle to school? Los Angeles, the weather's good all the time. Ride your bike to school. Anyway, Uber.
Well, there's no bike lanes. That's the problem.
Yeah, there are. Are you kidding? In Los Angeles?
Not everywhere.
Oh, my God. There are bike lanes everywhere.
Not
you get
everywhere.
Fined if you drive in them. There are a lot of them, Roberta, more than there are in Boston or any place else that I drive. Anyway, Uber agreed to pay $25 million this week to settle a lawsuit filed by San Francisco and Los Angeles alleging that they misled customers about their safety. They would never do this to the cab companies. They would never do it to anybody else. They are so...
Explain what that means. What does that mean, misled them about their safety?
Their background checks were only...
The driver background checks.
Web searches based on names instead of fingerprinted background checks through the authorities.
Okay.
So they say that the taxi companies all have their drivers pass fingerprint
license
checks.
Them and give a license. They have on the dashboard of a taxi cab, one thing you do in most cities is see a picture. It's like a driver's license of an ID of the driver on the dash. So that you, but who sees whether it's really the person in the picture? Have you ever looked at, and this is going to sound awful, you'll laugh, but I mean,
Don't say it.
Come on,
don't
you want me to say it. Richie, you want me to say it or not?
I don't care.
You don't care?
Yeah, let it fly.
All right, a guy with a beard and a turban, you look at a picture of that. But you can't see the guy who's driving unless he turns around. So how do you really know that is?
Turbans all look alike, don't they?
Wanted to say that, Roberta, for your benefit. So it was just for your benefit because I knew it was so predictable where you were going to go. All right, speaking of cars, Tesla. What a name, what a brand, what an idea. The L.A. car show this week, Tesla sold 325,000 new Model 3. Their car hasn't even launched yet. It's on the drawing board.
Right,
they got pre-orders. Yep. 320, the biggest single one-week launch of any car in the history of automobiles. 325,000. They're going to cheapen
them. People who reserve them, they're going to be selling that reservation at a premium now.
You know, that's an interesting idea. It's like a slot on the, Boeing sells slots in the production of airplanes, and you can buy a slot from somebody else for like $100,000 or something. So I hadn't thought about that. That's really cool.
I don't think you can do that, but you can sell the car once you get it.
Yeah.
You can sell your slot. Why
My
not?
Dad
what?
Did that with the Thunderbirds when they were reissued.
The
it came out.
The Thunderbirds, yeah.
And he paid $10,000 over list price.
Sold it for 20.
Just to get one and sold it for $20,000 over list price. And he'll do the same thing with this.
The Model S can fit 5 adults comfortably. $14 billion in advanced sales on this car. This guy is going to, he says, I got to rethink my production capabilities. Good for him. 13 past the hour. Good news on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus, more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu for long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
All right, here we are, quarter after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Richie, and I with Kara. The weather this weekend, for those of you who are trying to plan your weekend, it'll be kind of dicey in terms of temperature.
It's going to be dicey.
It's
going to suck.
East Coast, going to snow maybe in New York.
Horrible.
Unbelievable.
This is pretty unusual April weather.
My kid's going to be playing baseball in 30-degree snow weather.
Right, yes, exactly. A couple of, I mean, because it's close to, we had, driving back from Philadelphia yesterday, it rained most of the way you back. Temperature was in the 40, upper 40s, low 50s, but that raw, like almost fall weather. But you do get it sometimes in April. People have short memories. I can remember snowstorms galore. I'm trying to start farming, and you get out on the field, you start plowing, and the next day you got a snowstorm.
In April?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I remember a snowstorm in May, for God's sakes, when I was up at the house up on Nixon Road. We were milking cows up there, and there was 400 gallons of milk in the tank, and it spoiled because the power went out, because all the leaves had come on the trees, and we had a snowstorm, and it took out the electricity for 3 days. So, come on with all of this. Bunch of wimps. The mild weather.
Says the guy who goes to California every winter.
And I'm going next weekend. Thank you, Richard. I get away from it. The 3 inches of snow that could accumulate. We had 5 inches of snow here. When did I go to Philadelphia? Tuesday. So Monday we had a snowstorm here, and we had 5-6 inches all gone now. I drove in the driveway last night. There's no snow anywhere.
Well, that's what
goes quickly.
This time of year, that's what happens. Yeah.
60 degrees in Central Park yesterday. 28 degrees in Central Park is the forecast for tomorrow afternoon.
And for Saturday, yep.
Well, tomorrow afternoon is Saturday.
It's Saturday. This is
Roberta. Today's Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. And guess what? The day of that is Sunday. Then we'll be back here on Monday.
Okay, boys.
So, as long as we're talking about the dough, Uber, all the money, this is a couple of very interesting business stories today, including reference to the pay of chief executives. People like Roberta, who are moderately hypocritical because she's got a couple of bucks, but she doesn't like it because some big chief executives make a lot of dough. So I wanted to put things into perspective, okay? Let's look at the pay for the guy who runs Google. How much money do you think he made last year?
Who runs Google? I would say $6
million. $100 million dollars last year.
Oh, my goodness.
$100 million. 45% more than the year before.
Stock options?
All of it together. Everything. We're putting everything together. All right? It's 140. He's up 45%. But that's because the stock of the company, the value. Why in the world doesn't everybody buy Google stock? I'm buying some Google stock. The stock is going bananas. Yes. And his pay is related to the stock value as well it should be. Here's the guy that runs Viacom, took over for Sumner Redstone, who's too busy trying to find out if one ear can hear the other ear, as the chief executive officer of Viacom, which owns CBS and a lot of movie entities, et cetera, et cetera. He made $54 million last year. That was down 42% from the year before because the value of the stock went down. The fellow who runs Oracle, which is a huge computer software outfit. He made, how much he made last year? $53 million. I'm going through the top 10 earnings of the top 10 executives from last year. The guy who runs Walt Disney, Robert Iger, $44 million last year, 70% more than the year before. The fellow that runs Honeywell International, a big, that's a well-known international company into gadgets, I think, as much as anything else, and controls and that sort of thing. Name is Donald Cote, made $34 million last year, up 5%. I have no problem.
Hey, what do they do to make that kind of money? I mean,
they run a company, they make millions of dollars for the company. Right, for the company. They make it, they deserve it.
They make
they ought to be
dollars.
Getting this kind of dough. Exactly. Guy runs General Electric. They just decided to move their headquarters to Boston, by the way. He made $33 million last year, up 27%. Because General Electric sold off its finance business, and they made a lot of money in the airplane engine business and some of the other new gadgetry that they have. So, anyway, congratulations to these people on the dough they're making. The lady who runs TJX, TJ Maxx, $28 million last year.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and if the company's not making money, they get fired.
Yeah, but the company's doing superbly
well. Yeah, but after $100 million, who cares if you get fired?
Right. Yeah. Hello. You're set for 1 year of that. You're done for the rest. Who's going to worry about the rest of your life? See you later, Chris Amore. Goodbye. I got $100 million. 21 after the hour here on Good Day. We should all be that fortunate.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Last night, the finale of American Idol. At this portion of every hour in the Good Day program, we focus on some musical events, some new music, something that connects us to some of the popular songs that are around. This is a new song from J-Lo called Ain't Your Mama. And she premiered it, debuted it last night on the Idol finale. And it's available, I think you download it today, starting today, don't you, Richie?
I think you can, yes.
How does she distribute her songs? They're all streaming.
Yeah, it'll all be digital. I mean, nobody's selling CDs anymore.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
What's that, Roberta?
iTunes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Music, you know, everywhere. Pandora.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What do you know, Rich?
Yeah, I
know a lot.
I went looking for Shades of Blue, her TV show last night, which is the best show on television.
You like it a lot.
That I watch, yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the series that ended. And I started thinking, but here
the
she
first
is on.
Season?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be back for next season. Here she is on American Idol. Here she is in Shades of Blue.
Everywhere.
She's got a new album out. She just had a movie come
smart
out. And she's, what, 46 years old?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
No, she's 46 years old. Unbelievable. She is unbelievable.
She's good. All right, so from her, we go over to former Idol winner Carrie Underwood, who performed on the last show last night, the last Idol show with Keith Urban. This is a cover of the Tom Petty, Stevie Nicks song, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Oh, very cool.
Keep it.
nice out of this.
She's, you know, Stevie Nicks did it kind of really mellow, and she's kind of like belting it out, punching the belt. You know?
Trying too hard.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right, so let's see what next we can celebrate. Richie, let's move up one to 147, where we have a number of the former winners performing various medleys. The best one was Philip Phillips and David Cook and Chris Allen and the bunch performing a tribute to David Bowie.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low. Oh, oh, I leaned back on my radio. Oh, oh, so I was laying down some rock and roll. I slowly said, when I'm around, time seems to fade. Hey, came back like a soul was on a wave. Hey, 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 there were no PJs.
I was trying to find some memorable moments from the history of American Idol that were highlighted last night. One of the auditions for Idol in 2010, 62-year-old veteran who was called General Larry Platt came in to sing his original song, Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Hello. Your name is Larry Platt?
My name is General Larry Platt, yes.
A general.
General Larry Platt.
Oh, you're a general. Okay.
I want to sing my song called Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
I think that's
what
about.
People need putting our pants up.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
I
with
love
your
this
gold
guy.
In your mouth. Hat turned sideways, pant hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground.
He was a massive.
Get your pants on the ground.
This is
looking like a fool.
Everybody was talking about this. All right, so also, one of the most memorable auditions was relived last night when William Hung returned to the Idol stage to perform his cover of the Ricky Martin song.
Oh, I remember him.
Sit still for this one.
Awesome.
Another familiar face on Idol last night, the original co-host with Ryan Seacrest, Brian Dunkelman.
Well, 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 Seacrest. Looks like after tonight, you're going to be out of a job. Trust me, nobody knows the pain of life without Idol more than me. But don't worry, buddy. You know what? Being unemployed, it's not that bad.
Actually, I have a radio gig and some other stuff going on.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
Well, what brings you here tonight?
I just wanted to stop by and congratulate the show on struggling along for another 14 seasons without me.
All right, so I mean, I don't even know who this guy is. Is he? What does he do? Is he a comedian?
There's not a whole lot. Well, he was a radio host.
Oh,
just
he
like,
had a radio show.
Yeah,
just
he
like
had a radio
Brian.
Show.
Yeah.
But now,
so we've forgotten that Trent Harmon was the final American Idol winner. He won, and it was okay, nothing serious. We have a poll at DougStefan.com. You might want to, as you do most... Well, no, actually, we did this yesterday. Who was your favorite previous winner? And the winner was Philip Phillips, of all of the people that were on that list of all the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are at 33 after the hour on the Good Day program for Friday, the 8th of April. I'm Doug Steffen, my friend Roberta Fasanelli, my friend Rich McFadden, my friend Kara Schillen, and my friend you, the political world is getting crazier and crazier and crazier.
What?
The big to-do in New York today, as Hillary Clinton sort of faces off against Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump versus Cruz, is a discussion of aliens. Hillary Clinton apparently...
Aliens. You mean like Trump and Cruz?
No. They are aliens, or at least... But no, alien life. Like whether there's super life or extraterrestrial activity. This would be becoming a rather interesting... and legitimate question, frankly, what about unidentified aerial phenomena was the question that was put to Hillary Clinton. And she said there is something to it, and it's got everybody all buzzed up. What do you mean? You've legitimized aliens. And, I'm not sure that that would be enough for me to vote for Hillary Clinton, but I believe I could find Uri. Uri Geller's on an airplane. I was trying to find him earlier. The disclosure of UFO files, rumors of contact with extraterrestrial life. Clinton says she wants to get to the bottom of this. Area 51. And whether or not there's... she was Secretary of State, so there were a lot of people that were asking her about this sort of thing. And apparently it's now become, thanks to an article that appeared in the Huffington Post, there was... but it goes back to Bill Clinton and what he was fascinated with Area 51. And people would talk to him all the time about this sort of thing. And his chief of staff, this guy named Podesta was always trying to deflect attention. Oh, no, we didn't really talk about that. When, in fact, Clinton, if you asked him, was happy. Somebody brushing their teeth? What is that?
That's Tom making his cappuccino.
Oh, okay. Very good.
That's right. The cappuccino machine.
Right, yeah, right. Anyway,
remember that?
There are a lot of this. They're trying to deflect it by talking about all the planets there are in the solar system and how many. It sounds like a segment of my program. Okay, we've got all the planets in our solar system. We've got the galaxy. We've got all of the galaxies in the world put together. The Big Bang theory and the life of our universe goes on ad infinitum. It's just, but here, nobody wants to hear a politician talk about that stuff. Yet, it's a thing that, you know, we haven't got a broad enough scope for these people. They're talking, they're too narrow. They're not talking about food choices. They're not talking about things that are really an essential part of our lives. You know, what about answering these questions? Not the ones from the news media. If you were really a smart candidate, you'd tell the media to go screw. And you wouldn't have anything to do with them. You'd have your town hall meetings, and the media wants to show up, fine. But you take calls, questions, comments, input on social media from the people who are going to vote. The news media guys, yeah, they're going to vote. We all know they're going to vote for either Hillary or Bernie. So there's no news there. All right, unless they work for Newsmax or Fox. And so why do we have to, why do we give them the license to ask questions on our behalf? Why don't we ask them ourselves? Why don't we find smart candidates who will listen to us? Why is that so difficult a concept for people to get? It just amazes me. You know, I'm happy to have all these networks make a lot of money. I have these, you know, whenever Trump shows up, it's great for ratings. Make money. Remember when Trump said early on, I want to get paid $5 million for showing up, because that's how much you're making, because I'm...
How'd that work out for you, Donald?
It didn't work out too well for him, actually. But anyway, it's very interesting to see where all of this stuff is going. The people who go to the loan stores to cash their checks, how many people do that? How many people listening? Roberta, have you ever in your life gone to a payday, a pawn shop, or one of those stores to cash a check?
No,
Richie, did you ever have to when you were younger? No bank account, that kind of stuff?
Your checks.
Oh, good.
No, I don't remember ever going into one.
All right. So here's how bad these places are. I remember once we were off. Oh, my God. So Payday Loan King has been charged by the feds with racketeering. They've gone to Pennsylvania, and they've accused the people that run Payday Loan of crimes like mail fraud, money laundering. The guy who owns the company is a fellow named Charles Hallinan. He's 75 years old. He's the patriarch of Payday Loans. He's been charged with two counts of violating the Racketeer Influenced and Corruption Organizations Act, known as RICO. When they go after you for a RICO, they gotcha.
Yeah.
That RICO thing is really a killer. His companies, they say, collected $688 million in the past 5 years from their loans. And he gets, you know, I mean, he profits. Is this a legitimate? See, I don't care. We were just talking about CEOs and whether they get paid. Legitimate businesses, you make as much as you can. Thumbs up for you. But guys like this that screw people who want, now you can say, well, if they read the fine print, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, still in America who can't read. Do you know how many people can't really functionally read? They have jobs. They can't get bank accounts because they can't sign their name. So they go into places like this to cash their checks, and they put their mark on the check. You think I'm kidding. Go to some areas in the middle of nowhere in this country where a lot of there aren't even schools in some communities, and people are growing up to be illiterate. It's hard to believe, but it happens. You know, we don't want to believe how many people go to bed hungry in our country every night, but there are plenty of them who do, and there are also plenty of people still who can't read and write. So they go into these stores, and maybe they're immigrants who don't know how to speak English. Those are people that go in as well, whether they're legal or illegal.
They go in $30 for every $100.
Yeah, 30%. Yeah.
30%.
Yes. And they don't know it. So I understand how if you say, well, read the fine print. But they go out of their way to get people into their stores who don't know how to read or write. And they victimize. I don't. I. You know what?
Wow.
I
think,
you know. Look at. Doing, yeah, I'm telling you. Look at the numbers here, Richard.
Check this out. Check what they're doing. So they were basically overcharging everybody that came in there.
Yeah.
$30 per. Go like 700%. And then what they did is they would funnel the money. You see, the indictment alleges that Hallinan and Neff, the two guys working the payday loans thing, conspired to evade laws that deem such loan as unfriendly to the consumer by paying thousands of dollars each month to three Native American tribes to pretend that they were the actual lenders. And they were able to claim tribal sovereign immunity under that.
God.
So they were trying to shield their shenanigans by paying off tribal tribes to run it through their thing, their banks. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Wow. So now these Indian tribes, these Native American tribes, are also being charged by the feds.
Yeah, right. They knew what they were doing.
It's a money laundering scheme.
A lot of these guys that own...
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, the Indians don't get anything out of these. A few tribal leaders get the big casinos that is on Indian land. The average Indians don't get anything out of it.
The way that immigrants... My wife is an immigrant. My mother-in-law's an immigrant. My daughter's an immigrant. Even my dog's an immigrant. The only Americans in my house, the natural-born Americans in my house, are my son and I. But when my wife went to Columbia once, I had to buy a phone card. This is years ago to call her, because before Skype and all that stuff. It is such a ripoff, and the way that some of these people take advantage of immigrants when they have to take care of financial issues is unbelievable. You would buy these phone cards and they wouldn't work, or it would be a $10 phone card for 1,000 minutes and it would only have 12 minutes on it.
Yeah.
There is such a scam there, and with these payday loan things, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They see somebody who can't speak English, can't defend themselves, and they say, here's a bunch of
go
money
for
you
it.
Can have here. Yep.
Yep. Go for it.
Yep.
That's what they do.
It's unreal.
43 past the hour. In a moment, some food news and a remembrance. A good day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Every Monday morning, 75 million music fans worldwide receive Discover Weekly, a two-hour personalized playlist of songs from Spotify, the streaming music service. Through a combination of finely honed algorithms and human curation, Spotify delivers a playlist that matches each listener's personal preferences. Spotify trends expert Shannon Cook.
Spotify's Discover Weekly finds music that you will love, whether it was recorded 40 years ago or just last month. Our technology is so advanced, if a musician is doing something only 20 people in the world will appreciate, we will find those 20 people.
Discover Weekly has been so successful that Spotify recently launched Fresh Finds. Each Wednesday, Fresh Finds serves up songs from undiscovered bands poised to capture the world's interest.
Spotify gives you the best listening experience possible, whether that's finding new artists you love or suggesting songs that fit your personal music taste. We've got you covered.
For more information about Spotify's Discover Weekly and Fresh Finds, go to Spotify.com.
only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Flex styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, some food news, 46 half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Ricci and I focusing on some good news about a fella who sat in a diner for pretty much a whole day. He said, our family is God's gift to us, and he decided he wanted to support and comfort and love people who didn't have a family. This fellow lost his entire family. And he was in a diner pondering his purpose in life, decided to bless those who still have family and fortunate enough to be able to spend time with him. So he had a plan, and the impact that it's had on so many people is what we profile at DougSteffen.com in this story. This guy walked into a Denny's in Utah and requested to be seated at a table where he would be served by a single mother. That's kind of a strange request. The hostess sat him at a table, and the single mother's name was Crystal. She was the waitress. Rather than ordering and enjoying a meal, the man observed different families dining in the Denny's. When a family would finish their meal, he would request to pay their bill. By the end of the time in the restaurant, which was like 14 hours, he'd done so much more than treat a few families to a free meal. And so this hostess posted on her Facebook page, today I met an angel. You came into Denny's. I work. You asked me, can I have a waitress as a single mother? So that's what they did. He sat there for hours, watched people. He spent $1,000 paying for people's meals. He didn't even know who they were. $21 here, $15 there. And he left a $1,500 tip. For the waitress.
Wow.
Isn't that nice? There's 67,000 wow. people have viewed this post. It is a good story. It's all good wow. stories.
She says, when I asked you, why did you do that? You simply said, family is everything. I lost yeah. all mine.
Yeah.
Looking into your eyes, wow. you said that and made me tear up, she says.
All right, this week, Burger King announced a new gimmick, the Angriest Whopper. Here's the first ad.
No matter how intense it gets, no matter how hot the situation becomes, the only way to handle the heat is to embrace it. With hot sauce baked into the heart of a raging red bun, this is the Angriest Whopper ever.
I've seen this. It's stupid.
The Angry Whopper or the commercial?
Just give me some hot sauce for my burger if you want to make it hot. Don't make the bun red.
Really? That's what they did?
Yeah. Come on.
The reviews will be in next week, I think, for that, probably.
Or put some real jalapeno bread on there.
All right. Yesterday was an event. Take a deep breath, Doug. The... Yes, take a deep breath, Roberta. It was the one-year anniversary of the passing of my dog, Charlotte. So...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, he's not going to get through this.
I remember.
People posted all kinds of nice things on our Facebook page for the anniversary, and it was very nice. I think it was Charlie who said, I can't believe it's yeah. been 1 year. And
I know it.
So, I mean,
that's the hardest.
Hey, listen, it just goes wow. to show you, we're all friends here. Everybody's in this together, and it's very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very
yep.
cool.
Yeah. Margaret said, I hope you have another pet making a new place in your heart. Hard to do that, although Meredith and I found this dog last year in the Kill Pound. It was last May, as a matter of fact. We drove down to New York, to Brooklyn. And Meredith wanted to get a pit bull because she loves pit bulls and she's had great luck with them. And so we had a couple of males that came out and she said, what do you think? We tried them. And the idea is you neuter them and you go down and pick them up a couple of days later. We were walking around and this little dog in the cage in the back came jumping up. And so we both looked at each other and said, okay, let's check this out. Because she wanted me, it was right after Charlotte died, to have a dog and I wasn't ready. Anyway, we brought Millie home. And she has turned out to be a fantastically wonderful, sweet dog. Meredith woke up yesterday morning with her arm around her. She's a great dog. But thank you all for your messages about Charlotte. It was nice.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Better yet, that's Will I Am, and she is a backup singer.
That's actually Will I Am. That's Will I Am. I'm Fergie.
Oh my God. If I knew anything about Will I Am, I'd be really psyched right now.
Let's go.
Well, that was just a big fat waste of time. Thank you for all of your help, and I am being sarcastic.
This is Blitzkrieg Doug, Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones from the movie Date Night, number one movie this week in 2010. Another piece of that, Richie.
So you just took somebody else's reservation?
For the record, I was against it.
When
my husband gets his plans in his head and it becomes like a thing.
I'm an idiot.
All right. This is a pretty stupid movie, as I remember. Trucker's not here today, but I think he'd probably say the same thing.
Wasn't I love there? Stupid movies.
Pretty stupid. Yeah, I do sometimes, too. But this is really a stupid movie. All right. Anyway, the movie's coming out this weekend, and ideas buzzes on new movies. Jake Gyllenhaal drives a tractor. I got to see this movie. It's called Demolition.
That's supposed to be a very quirky movie.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to see how you walk away from that.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll see if I can get my pal to go to the movies tonight, and we'll see what's what. All right, movie news coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Here's a discussion that took place this week on Good Morning America with Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson. They talk about the new movie Captain America Civil War coming out.
It's the Avengers, but gone wrong. It's Civil War. Captain America versus Iron Man.
I really do have a strangely serious investment in these films.
What do you mean by that?
It's not going to be entirely predictable. Characters are going to make choices that surprise you.
Comic books were really wonderful pieces of literature.
And the basis for this film, but it will diverge from the source material.
I think that Marvel likes to keep the fans excited, guessing, curious, all that stuff.
Are you a good person or a bad person?
Well, I think we're all good and bad in this film.
You're all good and bad.
Yeah, because it's a civil war.
Downey is playing a much darker version of Tony Stark than he's ever played, and he's just crushing it.
Sometimes I want to punch him in your perfect teeth.
The Russos say that you go to a fairly dark place in this movie.
Good.
There are two teams.
Are you guys on the same team?
That's none of your business.
One thing Chris Evans has learned is Cap, offset, stay on the straight and narrow.
You really don't want to do some horrible thing in your private life and have Assad ruined.
I think these movies are horrible. I have no interest in them, but you man, like, are they making
you don't like
money.
Them, really?
I like Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah, like Iron Man.
Fighting with each other? Nah.
Yeah, I think they're getting a little crazy with having seven superheroes.
So that movie comes out next week. Demolition out today. Jake Gyllenhaal is in a tractor. That's all I have to know. I want to see the movie. Melissa McCarthy.
You'll be there.
Is in Boss, which is also out today. That looks like kind of an interesting flick in and of itself.
I'm going to be real curious because this Jake Gyllenhaal movie is supposed to be really quirky. You know?
Really?
I can't wait to see what you think.
I want to see Miracles from Heaven that I haven't seen yet. So good movies this weekend. Have some fun. 59 After on.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.